This spring, Dane County voters will be asked to answer this question.
Should all Wisconsin workers have the right to seek safe working conditions and fair pay through collective bargaining?
That's Supervisor Diane Hesselbein, the Dane County supervisor who's been trying to get similar referendums in other communities around the state. This week, the Sauk County Board refused to put such a question on the ballot.
Sauk County is a different place than Dane County.
That's Sauk County Supervisor Robert Sinclair. He supports putting collective bargaining to the people, but the majority of elected board members there did not.
One supervisor said we shouldn't even be doing this because it's a statewide issue. Other supervisors said their constituents told them not to. And the one comment from one supervisor who said that he stands with Walker.
Regardless of how many collective bargaining questions appear on ballots or the outcome in each community, the outcome is not binding, only advisory. But Dane County Executive Joe Parisi says people feel they were denied input because collective bargaining changes weren't prominent during Walker's gubernatorial campaign.
So people are frustrated. People feel like they didn't get a chance to weigh in on this when they were casting their ballot a year ago, November. So this at least gives people a chance to say, this is how we feel.
The question will appear on Dane County's ballot April 3rd. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.